I don't really know where to start, honestly. I'm an assistant professor and recruiting director at a pretty well-known university. And let's just say I've grown close to one of my students. He's 19 and a sophomore. I'm 28 and I'm married. This May, I'm going to have his baby. This has just been a really exhilarating ride, and I just really wanted to post about to see what other people think and to just get my feelings out there. So basically, this all started at the beginning of this past summer. Before I go any further, I'll describe myself. I'm 5 feet 6 inches tall, brunette, with 34 cs and nice fit butt. I work in the biology department and we had a summer program where we take a group of students to Costa Rica to examine the rainforest, collect samples, and basically explore and get an appreciation for nature. On the day of the trip, I met the students at the airport. There were 7 students, but one really stood out. He was really handsome and we instantly struck a chord when we introduced ourselves. We had the same passions and interests, and I dare say he was attracted to me. Those subtle signs were definitely there. Anyway, I met the students and we went through security and such and got on the plane. When we sat down and took our seats, this student's seat and mine were next to each other by coincidence, which I think we were both happy about. We conversed on the plane about pretty much everything, but there was definitely some flirting involved. He was complimenting me, and while I was bashful about it, I certainly didn't say no. I mean, this boy was just too cute. This behavior continued for the entirety of the 6-hour ride. Costa Rica itself was amazing. We were there for 20 days. We had a blast getting to know each other while also conducting some good research, and it was an all-around great trip. There was even a pair of students that I knew were definitely fucking, though no one ever brought it up. They didn't try to hide it though. Anyway, throughout this whole trip, I was flirting with a special student. We went on long walks together and we had meaningful conversations. One day when we were alone in the forest, everything in our relationship changed. The flirtation that day had been heavy, and I just couldn't stand it anymore. We were talking about relationships, and I asked him if he was dating. He said no. What I did next, I don't know if I'm proud of, but it definitely launched my sex life to the next level. I leaned in and kissed him on the lips. He was surprised, but our mouths quickly melted into each other and we made out for a few minutes before we heard a student calling my name. I told him we would continue what we were doing later. So later that night I texted him to come to my room while I waited, naked in bed. When he came in, we embraced and I had the best sex of my life. His cock was 2 inches bigger than my husband's and much fatter as well. It was amazing. He fucked with such passion. It was just amazing and we had sex for about an hour and a half that night. I came twice and so did he. I wasn't proud of what we did but it was just so good. I think this marked my beginning as a real slut. We fucked for the rest of the 3 days on the trip. When I got back home it was good to see my husband again. Even though I did what I did, I still love him. We had sex but it just wasn't the same. This started a period of cheating for me, which again, I'm not really proud of. But I'd often go to the student's apartment when I got off work and we'd fuck. I'd suck and slobber all over his nice cock, and he would eat me out so well. The sex is just amazing. I would ride the shit out of him and he would plow me so hard. Anyway, when we were done, I'd freshen up and go home to my husband as if nothing had happened. We'd still pleasure each other but it just wasn't the same. My relationship with the student was growing as well. We really confessed our secrets and consoled in each other, and it was really nice to get to know a young lover. This behavior basically continued for the whole summer. In July, my husband and I had some talking, and we agreed that we wanted me to be pregnant. This would come in handy later on, smile. Finally, at the end of the summer, the last weekend of June, my husband had to go out of town for a weekend on business. That Friday, I kissed my husband, told him I loved him and waved him off. Then I called my lover. We spent that whole weekend, from Friday to Sunday afternoon, just fucking in my own house. This was when I got knocked up. We went skinny dipping in my pool, showered together, snuggled, and made love in every room of the house. It was incredible, and I'd say this was the climax of our relationship. When we were fucking on Friday night, I was super horny and I believe I was ovulating that weekend. When he was fucking me in missionary, he said he was going to come. So I wrapped my legs around him and I told him to fill me, that I want his baby. When I said this, I had in the back of my head that my husband and I had actually been trying for a baby these past 2 weeks. He shot a huge load in my pussy. I mean, he must have orgasmed for like a minute. It was incredible. I told him I want to have all his virile come this weekend, and he was going to give it to me. So from then on, He always nutted in me when we fucked. It was an amazing weekend of love with cum always leaking out of my throbbing pussy. He would constantly eat me out too, and I'd give him sloppy blowjobs. I think he came in me around 6 or 7 times and I can't count how many orgasms I had. But what I didn't tell him is that on Saturday morning when he was sleeping in my bed, I took a pregnancy test. It was positive. I'd be having his baby. At the end of the weekend, we cleaned up and he left. Suddenly I got a text from my husband. He said he had saved up his cum during his trip and he wanted to make me pregnant tonight. So I got in a robe and set the scene in our bedroom. When he got home, we actually had some pretty good sex, as he gave me a big cream pie and a pussy that was being pounded just hours before. I went to bed that night happy, and with a pussy absolutely filled with cum. The next day, I broke the news to my husband. I'm pregnant. Only, I didn't tell him from who. I never told my lover the truth either. I said it was my husband's baby. He was so excited and happy for me. I gave him a big hug and kissed him on the lips. But the night before, I had a realization. I think the fact that I was having a baby really woke me up. I really do love my husband, and this isn't exactly a healthy relationship. I said now that I'm pregnant, we probably should end our sexcapades. I told my lover this and he looked crushed, but he understood, and said it was probably best for him too. We hugged and I said I'd never forget the time we had together. So naturally, as a parting gift, I gave him a blowjob and made him cum 5 times. We remain good friends today. I have gotten better sex with my husband, as we've introduced new ideas and toys to the bedroom. I will never forget that summer of love, but I think it's for the best that I moved on. Will I tell my husband and lover that it's my lover's baby? I don't know, but it is what it is. They look similar, so I don't think anyone will expect anything. Anyway, this was my story. I hope you enjoyed it. Feel free to comment or PM me. Peace and love.